I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Houthis and an ongoing civil war may bring the most attention to Yemen on the global stage. However, Greg Kelly with Unknown Nation says Yemen's spiritual need remains overlooked and unknown by most churches today.
There's over 34 million people inside the country of Yemen, and most of them have never heard the gospel. So we need Yemen to be a priority.
The problem is,
Yemen is one of the great challenging mission fields in the world today. Because of the civil war and the instabilities, it's difficult to get the aid to the places it's needed.
Even so, a small number of Yemeni believers live out their faith in utmost secrecy, pray for clear, biblical dreams, visions, and revelations drawing Yemeni people to Jesus.
One people group, the largest, is Yemeni Arabs. 15 million people that are 0.00% Christian.
And fulfilling the Great Commission means taking the gospel where it's never been before and teaching those who believe how to follow Jesus. Unfolding Word partner Jeremiah says working among frontier or unreached people groups presents its own set of challenges. First, there's the matter of religious resistance. In Chad, all of the people groups lacking gospel access currently follow Islam.
Our priority concerns those languages that never had the gospel. Secondly, they never have the possibility to have a Bible, whether Bible stories or scriptures in their heart language.
Secondly, recruitment is a challenge. It can be hard to find anyone willing to help with Bible translation. Security poses a third dilemma. Believers need your help to overcome these obstacles and more. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.